nations.
英国国会 Parliament.
You see that the British Parliament,
西班牙的 Parliament,
and Spain Parliament,
还有法国的 Parliament,
and French Parliament,
已经承认巴勒斯坦国,
already admit that Palestine is a kingdom as a nation.
那这几天有800个人是以色列人。
And there were 800 Israel
people. 包括几个很有名的作家,
and some really famous writers.
他们就联名写信给欧盟的议会。
They united together and write a letter to the Parliament of European Union.
劝他们说赶快通过承认巴勒斯坦人。
They said quickly, you have to admit that Palestine is a nation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters, 今天的这个以色列的总理,
The Prime Minister of Israel today, Netanyahu.
他是倾向右派的。
He's a right-wing person.
所以很多地方他非常的硬。
So he's really stubborn.
所以最近就有一些事情的发生。
So many things happened recently.
以色列就开始不安起来了。
And there was
那不安起来以后呢, 他就宣布解散国会。
And then he said that we will finish the parliament.
那解散国会以后呢, 他们说三月又开始选举。
And then in March, there's going to have another election.
他一宣布完了以后,
when he declared that,
有一个民调,
there was some kind of survey going on.
三分之二的人不希望纳丹亚胡再做总理。
Two-thirds of the Israel people, they do not want Netanyahu to be their prime minister. Not only the Israel people changed.
整个欧洲的舆论也改变了。
The whole Europe changed.
而且现在有时间表了。
Now you see a timeline.
什么时候他们决定说巴勒斯坦一定要建国了？
Whenever they decided that Palestinians will become a nation.
我们不知道什么时候建。
We don't know when.
如果果然在这两年之内建国的话,
if it's starting and happen in 2 years,
什么意思?
What does that mean?
你回到圣经很清楚,
if you go back to the Bible, it's clear.
现在的的确确, 神是用腓力士人做了以色列的荆棘。
Now truly indeed, God used the Philistines to be the thorn of the Israelites.
一直等到他们悔改,
until they repent.
所以明白吗,
so do you understand, brothers?
现在如果你看过这八轮, 看过这八次的满月变红赏雪,
if you look back to the 8th tetra blood moon,
你就知道,
you will understand,
这是神在以色列身上的工作。
This is the work of God among the people of Israel.
那对教会是怎么样的?
But how about the church?
你注意到一件事,
just pay attention to one thing.
这个到以色列1948年是件小事。
You see, this is happening at 1948, but it's a small thing.
因为你如果仔细读六节的话,
if you read carefully at verse 6,
现在他说,
he says,
你做我的仆人,
it is too small a thing that you should be my servant,
使雅各众支派复兴,
to raise up the tribes of Jacob,
使以色列中得保全的归回,
and to restore and the preserve ones of Israel.
尚为小事,
it's too small a thing.
所以1948年的事是小事。
So what happened at 1948 is a small thing.
你千万不要搬到耶路撒冷去。
Don't move to Jerusalem yet.
你千万不要卷到他们的政治去。
So turn into their position.
神说那是件小事。
Because it's a small thing.
那大事什么?
What's a big event?
大事就是下面所说的。
What's big is the, what's
是我们主在十字架上完成救恩的。
It's what the Lord accomplished on the cross.
也是他负责。
And he's responsible for that. He will preach the gospel to the end of the world. I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and I will also make you a light of the nation so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. So compared to Israel, this is a small event. Church is a big thing. We have to know God's purpose as a big thing. What happened to Israel is a small thing. But the separation and the gathering of the church is a big thing. So brothers and sisters, because he is our Savior, and he had to send the gospel to the end of the world. What does that say in the aftermath?
他要把他们领到水泉的旁边。
Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, he will take you to the side of the water.
所以感谢主,
so we thank the Lord.
现在福音要送到地极去。
The gospel will be sent to the end of the world.
因为主说, 你们要去。
Because God said, you will go.
等到福音传遍了,
until the gospel is spread all
你看见,
over the world,
你看见我们的主就回来,
you see the Lord will return.
所以你们要去,
so just go.
要从耶路撒冷,
from Jerusalem,
撒玛利亚,
Samaria,
一直到地极去,
all the way to the end of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, but
如果你仔细读教会历史,
if you carefully study church,
最早的福音, 最早的时候福音往北方去,
early on the gospel went northward,
大概是借着安德烈把福音送到今天的基辅。
Maybe with, by Andrew, the gospel has sent to
Peter. 然后就借着保罗把福音送到西方的极处去。
And by Paul, the gospel was spread all the way to the west part of the world.
所以保罗一直有个愿望。
So Paul always have a hope.
或果然等他第二次被释等到被释放出来以后。
When he had been released.
他大概实现了他的愿望。
He fulfilled his dream.
他不只要到罗马。
Not only he wanted to go to
Rome. 因为罗马还不是地级。
Because Rome is not the end of the world.
他要到西班牙去。
He wanted to go to Spain.
为什么到西班牙去？
Why Spain?
不要忘记
Don't forget.
他乃是把福音送到哪里送到西方的极处
He's sending the gospel to the west part of the west most part of the world
明白吗
Do you understand?
所以因着这个缘故
Because of that
看哪、啊、这些人从北方来
Behold these people came from north
有的人从苏联来
Some came from Russia
有的人从罗马尼亚来
Some came from Romania
看哪、啊、这些人从西方来
Behold, these people came from west.
那因着拿破仑的缘故，因不是因着哥伦布的缘故。
Because of Columbus.
你看，有这人从北美来，从南美来。
You see people from North America and South America.
来到什么地方
？To where?
来到救恩的泉源。
They to the spring of salvation.
但是最稀奇。
But the most amazing thing is.
这些人从中国来。
These people came from China.
这些人从远的东边来。
These people came from the far east.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
犹太人怎么分散到北边？
How did the Jews scatter to the north?
西边、
west
和东边、
and east.
那同一个时候
at the same time,
教会就把福音送到了北方的极处，送到西方的极处，也送到东方的极处。
Church sent the gospel to the far north, far west, and far east.
你有没有觉得很稀奇？
Don't you think that's amazing?
到了1807年的时候
Until 1807,
福音才在澳门登陆
The gospel landed Macau
你觉得稀奇
Don't you think it's amazing?
怎么到那个时候他们才来敲中国的大门
Why until then they knocked the door of China?
那已经是1807年
That was already 1807
有一个人的名叫做马里逊
A guy named Marison
他们终于到了澳门
He went to Macau.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
虽然好像来得太晚。
It's as if he arrived late.
但是神故意把好酒留在后头。
But the Lord deliberately saved the best wine to the last.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
等到经过了多少年以后。
Until after many years.
你看见吗？中国的福音门终于打开。
You see that the gate of gospel had opened.
现在可以说这些人从秦国来。
You see that these people came from Shenyang.
有人估计过。
Some people
今天从中国得救的人
Today, the people who are saved in China,
应该是比起大陆上有一般人是绝对不相信神无神论者
compared to the atheists in China
所以大概比无神论者的人还要多
It's more than the atheists
那我们要问
Now we have to ask
这怎么一回事
how did that happen
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看见福音送到北边送到西边送到中国
You see the gospel has been sent to the north, west and east
但是有一个遗憾
But there's something we regret about.
他们从西方传来的福音是对的
The gospel they sent from the west is right.
但是不知不觉的
But unbeknownst,
他们把所有的宗派和分裂也带到了中国
They also bring in the denomination and the divisions.
等到福音的门在中国打开以后
Until the door of gospel had opened
整个中国是一个大很大的试验的福音的工厂
The whole China is a big gospel laboratory.
在这个时候
Just at that time,
大家记得
Just remember.
今天在欧洲在美国以基督徒有分裂的理由
Today in Europe and in America, the Christians have a reason to be divided.
到了中国
But when it goes to China,
再也没有分裂的理由
There's no reason that you should be divided.
在教会历史里面有两次的机会
In church history, there's two opportunities.
一次就是福音在美洲大陆登陆的时候。
That is once the gospel landed in America.
所以西印道夫非常的痛心。
So Zinzendorf was really heartbroken.
他说我们在欧洲分开是有道理的。
He said that we have reason to be separated in Europe.
是有历史的原因的。
Because it's historical reason.
但是我们到了美国。
But when we arrive at America.
我们为什么把在欧洲所有的分裂再带到这里来
？But why do we have to bring in all the divisions from Europe to
America? 这是我们得罪神的地方。
This is something we offended God.
还有一次空前的机会。
And there's another opportunity.
现在你看见圣灵经过了多少年的工作。
You see, after many years of the work of the Holy Spirit,
到了1807年
until 1807,
福音才送到中国。
God's will land to China.
然后圣灵就借着神的儿女做了许多的工作。
So the Holy Spirit used God's children to do many works.
所以现在准备好了。
So now they're prepared.
如果有一个地方
if there's a place
能够为神做见证的话
that can be testimony for the Lord.
没有一个地方比中国这一大片的土地是更好的。
No place is better than China.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当你看见以色列的悲欢离合
when you see the separation history of the Jewish people,
你就想起教会的悲欢离合
you see the separation of the church.
你看见在大陆的弟兄们
you see the brothers and sisters in mainland China.
他们不管怎么样他们拼上他们的命
no matter what, they give up their life.
弟兄姊妹
brothers
他们只有一个目的
they have one goal.
那个目的就是他们祷告希望有一天所有神的儿女都能够合一
They pray that one day God's children can be all in one.
稀奇的海
That's amazing.
这就是主在中国所做奇妙的工作
That's an amazing work God has done in China.
但是非常可惜
But unfortunately,
慢慢福音的门打开了
When the gospel door was opened,
我们外面人要去帮助他们
We wanted to help them from outside.
我们从美国
We came from the United States.
从台湾
From Taiwan.
从澳洲
From
就把我们所学的好东西
Australia.
给了他们
We give them good things.
但是不知不觉我们也把宗派带给了他们。
But unawarely, we also bring in the denominations.
所以一直到今天
So until today,
很多弟兄们又开始糊涂了。
So many brothers, they started to be unclear.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget brothers and sisters.
这是给中国人的一个千载难逢的机会。
This is a special opportunity for the Chinese people.
他们不知得救。
Not only they can be
saved. 他们不知清楚的得救。
Not only they clear about their salvation.
他们不知爱主。
Not only they love the Lord,
做得胜者,
be overcomers.
他们不只在他们聚会里面看见了满月,
not only they see their full moon in their meeting place,
他们愿意顺服主的旨意,
they wanted to obey the will of God.
他们愿意摆脱所有的方便,
they wanted to give up all the conveniences.
当然如果祷告用中文是方便的,
of course, it's easy to pray in Chinese.
但是为了这个缘故,
but because of that,
他们愿意背起他们的十字架,
they wanted to carry their cross.
他们没有别的目的,
no other goal.
他们就是听从主的话
They just obey the Lord.
有一个更大的团圆
They have a bigger gathering.
那个团圆是在耶路撒冷
That is at Jerusalem.
那个代表神的见证
That represents God's testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在我们今天结束以前
Before we end today,
我们只要问一个问题
We just want to ask one question.
这么多年来
After so many years,
你满意不满意
Are you satisfied?
当然满意
Of course, that
有主的同在就是天堂。
With the presence of the Lord, we're satisfied.
主给我们这么多的供应，感谢主。
God has provided so much with that.
我们满意了。
We are happy.
我们也看见月亮是圆的。
And we see the full moon.
但是现在我们要问。
But now we have to ask.
这个月亮是橄榄山上。
Is that the moon on the Mount of Olives?
这个月亮是摩利亚山上。
Is that the moon on the Mount of Moriah?
我们真的顺服神的命令。
We really obey the will of God.
真的带着我们的儿子以撒。
Really bring our son Isaac.
我们顾惜不顾惜任何的代价。
We don't dare to. We dare to give up everything.
我们要到耶路撒冷去。
We wanted to go to Jerusalem.
听主自己的话。
Listen to God speaking.
那这样，你看见神就把见证就带回来。
You see that then the Lord bring in His testimony.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
他所等候的就是这一刻。
What He's waiting is this moment.
他的儿女们能够醒悟过来。
That all His children be awakened.
我们蒙恩已经够久了。
We have been saved for a long time.
我们不知不觉的，我们觉得什么都是好的。
Unawarely, we thought everything's good.
那你忽然间发现。
But all of a sudden, you find out.
我什么都是好的。
Everything's good.
当我们的神在那数点百姓的时候。
But when God is counting His people.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那个见证在什么地方
Where's the testimony?
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
So may the Lord open our eyes
用这一次短短的四次
Take these four meetings this time
让我们看见神的心意
That we will see God's desire
所以但愿主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious to us
如果可能的话
If possible
弟兄姊妹能把信息再听一遍
Just listen again the messages
有太多东西你需要仔细的去消化
There's so many things you need to digest
然后我希望我们大家能在一起交通
We hope that we can have some fellowship.
不只在一起交通
Not only have fellowship.
也在一起祷告
But pray together.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们要问
We have to ask.
今年和明年
This year and next year.
有什么事发生
What will happen?
也许别的不知道
Maybe something we don't know.
但有一件事在我们聚会里发生
But something happened in our meetings.
是从来没有过
That never happened before.
因为圣灵叫醒了我们
Because the Holy Spirit awakened us.
圣灵是借着以色列的悲欢离合来提醒我们
Because through the history of Israel, we have been reminded.
当然主很快就回来了。
Soon the Lord will return.
但是问题在这里。
But the promise is
there. 你什么征兆都有了。
You see all the signs.
教会准备好了吗？
Is the church ready for that?
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
他是不是得着荣耀的教会？
Will he get a glorious church?
他回来以前。
Before his return.
我们能不能唱说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美呢？
Can we sing how wonderful it is for brothers to get together?
所以但愿主对我们深处说话。
May the Lord speak to the deepest part of our heart. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we've given these words to you.
我们这人的话没有多少的用处。
You know, man's word, it has no power.
若不是圣灵在这里做工。
If it's not the Holy Spirit through his word.
一切都是徒然。
Everything is in vain.
我们不过像鸣的拔香的锣一样。
We are just like a loud sound that has nothing.
但主啊，我们不甘心。
But we are not just wanted to give up like this.
我们相信你要做你的工作。
We believe that you will do your wonderful
work. 我们要相信你在纽约、纽泽西这一块地方。
We believe in New York and New Jersey.
要做荣耀的工作。
You will do a glorious work.
我们求你唤醒我们。
We ask you to wake us up.
也唤醒我们中间的年轻人。
And wake up the young people among us.
叫我们不再浪费时间。
That we will not waste time.
叫我们能跟随你的旨意。
That we can be willing to obey your will.
好迎接你的回来。
To welcome your return.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.